Welcome to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. This month, we're having conversations about what the American dream looks like today. It's part of our partnership, ReDream, a nationwide series that's being led by KCPT in Kansas City.
The American dream. White picket fences. 2.78 kids and a dog. It's a dream we once shared. What is success to you? What dreams do you chase?
To work a job that's going to make a difference in somebody else's life.
My name is Adriana Aguilar. My parents highlight the fact that if we didn't have resources here in the United States because we are undocumented, we always have to hustle and create opportunities for us. I started realizing I'm undocumented. I don't have access to financial aid. I cannot apply to a job in an office like my other friends because I don't have social security.
But there are still people that are left behind for a lot of different reasons. There's room, a lot of room for improvement across the board.
You just heard one undocumented student speak about how hard it was for her to get money for college. Illinois was actually one of the first states in the country to create a scholarship fund for undocumented students through the Illinois Dream Act. But activists say that's not helping enough students. Tomorrow, they're headed to Springfield to lobby for a new bill that would make it possible for the 1,500 or so undocumented students here in Illinois to apply for financial aid at public universities. Joining us now are two of those student activists, Veronica Ruiz and Maria Gonzalez. And also with us is the lead sponsor of the Access Bill, Senator Iris Martinez from the 20th District in Chicago. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Maria, let's start with you. What kind of advice did you first get when you were thinking about applying for college? What did your high school counselor say to you?
So this was back in 2006 when I was a senior at Curie High School. And I went up to my counselor because I felt like I had been lost this entire time. Nobody had talked to me about the college process. So I asked her, what can I do? Because I don't have any papers. She didn't really understand what I meant. And then I started explaining to her my situation. And eventually the advice that I received was that I should probably go back to my country. Because since I was a Mexican citizen, I will be able to have a better chance to higher education back in my country, which was Mexico. A different advisor told me that maybe I should just start working at a restaurant, then it will be an easy job to attain.
Not legally, and I would point out, right. And but they yeah. do. So in other words, it sounds like you weren't getting very good advice about not just college, but also just Veronica, I wanted to ask you, I know you're a senior at Northern Illinois University. What year were you a high school senior in the Chicago area also, right? Or you were in the suburbs, right?
I was in Chicago.
You were in Chicago also? Okay. Well, what did your high school counselors tell you?
This was back in 2007. I was a senior at Whitney Young High School. And my counselor actually told me that I should just go to the Social Security office and get a Social Security number. I don't think she really understood.
She understood that she couldn't get one. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Veronica, I wonder what your experience has been like now as an undocumented student. How have you been working your way through college at Northern Illinois?
It's been tough. I attended community college first. I was there for about 4 years. I was working full time and I had a part time job on the side as well. So it was really hard. This year has been pretty much the first year where I've been able to focus more on school and work part-time, but it's taken a lot of years of saving up.
Mm-hmm. And Maria, how did you end up? You, I know you have finished your schooling at IIT. How did you manage to cobble together the finances to be able to do that?
So first, I had to take a year and a half off after I graduated high school to start working full-time. And eventually, I found out about the City Colleges of Chicago. So there, I just started my education while I was still researching how can I transfer to a four-year university. And this whole time, I had to work full-time. But then I also realized that in order to get scholarships, I had to be enrolled as a full-time student. But then I also had to be involved in after-school activities, which for any person that needs to be doing all of this, it takes a great toll on your mental and physical health.
Why did you feel like you had to be involved in after-school activities? Because that made you a more attractive scholarship recipient?
Yeah, so pretty much the very little scholarships that are out there, for which we qualify as undocumented students, they are pretty much looking for the best of the best. And they require 3.0 GPAs. They require you to be involved with the community to prove that you have been involved in after-school activities. But none of them actually take into consideration that you might be working full-time to be able to pay for school. So in order to become, eligible for this scholarship, you have to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. So eventually I applied and applied and applied and was only able to receive one scholarship for $500. So now we need to take into consideration that there are very little amount of scholarships out there for undocumented students, and the scholarships that are out there are $200, $500, $1,000. You're lucky if you get one that might be $2,000. And these are a lot of students competing for the same scholarship. So in order to pay for at least a semester, you need to get possibly 10 scholarships.
Right, because I was going to ask, at IIT, how much would a semester of tuition cost, to give people who aren't familiar an idea?
Yeah, so eventually I ended up applying for IIT because they had a partnership with the City Colleges of Chicago, and I was granted the Presidential Scholarship. They gave me, I believe, $25,000, but at the time, tuition was $35,000.
Okay, so there was a $5,000 gap there, too. Okay, that's Maria Gonzalez. She's a community organizer at Enlace Chicago. With us as well, Veronica Ruiz, who's a student. She's a senior at Northern Illinois University. They're telling us about why they're headed to Springfield tomorrow to lobby for the Access Bill. The lead sponsor of Student Access Bill, SB 2196, is with us as well, Senator Iris Martinez. Senator Martinez, I think people who are listening to this issue, if you followed it, you know that Illinois has the Dream Act, and I think the question people might have is, why isn't the Dream Act helping students like Maria and Veronica? Because I thought that's what it was designed to do.
Yeah, well, thank you first of all having it, and I want to thank the two young ladies who I admire for their tenacity and trying to continue higher education and knowing that their goal is to finish college and become productive and give back to the community. I really believe that the Dream Act that we had in place and the funds, it hasn't been easy to fundraise, and we have so many students out there in need, and that's why I think this bill is very important. The universities were very involved in bringing this bill to us. And just talking about overall across all the public universities, the difficulties. And it's sad because, we've already made an investment in these young men and women, starting from, elementary to secondary and now college. I mean, we've already made an initial investment in them. So let's continue and finish it, And many of these students are bright, hardworking students that, have the grade point average, have all the requirements that they meet in order to have access to the very few dollars that are there in the university. And I really believe that we need to open it up because we have, many bright, undocumented students that are, that we need to make sure we continue, helping them so they can graduate and come back to our communities and become those doctors and nurses and lawyers and
Senator Martinez, police. Let me ask you, I know that you mentioned that the money wasn't there, and Senator Martinez, I don't know if you or Maria can answer this, but I know that there's data that in 2014 there were more than 1,700 students, in fact, 1,720 students applied for scholarships for the Dream Act. Only 26 students received those awards. Maria, was that because they didn't qualify or because there wasn't money available for them?
So pretty much the Illinois Dream Act, what it created was a empty bank account.
An empty bank account.
Yes, that is what the Illinois Dream Fund is. They did not allocate any funding to the Illinois Dream Fund. They pretty much said, you all can have this empty bank account. Now go and figure out how to fundraise for this bank account.
Senator Martinez, would you say that's an accurate description of what
I
the
Green... I would say yes. I would say I think it was important that we try to fundraise for this fund by, you know, private entities out there that we can continue to, you know, build that fund. Unfortunately, we're still trying to work on making sure that we have successful fundraising mechanisms put in place. It's not easy. I know it's been hard the last few years based on the economy, based on so many different factors. But the intent will always be that we can continue to fundraise and make sure that there's dollars available.
And to be clear, Senator Martinez, then it sounds like that this fund is being funded by private contribute. It's different companies or individuals.
Yes.
It's not coming from state funds, in other words.
No, it's not at all.
Well,
and
I wanted to ask you about that because I imagine that when you're talking about undocumented students, I know you said that you have the support of different universities. I know the University of Illinois president, the UIC chancellor, have spoken in support of this. But I know a similar bill that you all had did not pass the House last year, this Access Act. Why did that not pass last year?
I think the fact that we had, you know, the budget impasse, I think there were so many factors that were, you know, prohibiting us from really, you know, trying to deal with that specifically. Well, we had the budget impasse in place. We had, you know, funding that did not, that right now the universities don't even have the funding. So you can see we have universities that might start shutting down the next few months. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Again, there was just too many things that were unfortunately in the, you know, going on right now in the state that, you know, really did not, you know, allow us, you know, more time other than trying to fix the budget issue, especially when it came to higher ed, you know, higher public education dollars going into universities, which now has made it even more harder.
Right.
For these scholarships.
And so let's
take
that's a separate issue that I think we need to take up in a minute with the budget impasse and the feasibility of this bill. But I wanted to ask you about, so it sounds like the DREAM Act was set up almost basically as if a private donor fund without taxpayer dollars. This Access Act is a different way to try to get at this problem, which is to allow students who are undocumented to apply for financial aid. Is there opposition to that within the House? Let's start with the Senate, because obviously that's your body. Is there opposition in the Senate to this?
I think, you know what, I don't think that there is. I think everybody right now, and the excuse is, oh, that we have a budget problem. And you know what? Let me just be, you know, I don't want to be cynical and say we don't. We do have a budget issue. We have to make sure that our public universities stay open. That's our primary, you know what I mean? But in the meantime, we also, you know, some of the pushback is the finances, you know, tapping into these dollars that, you know, are basically not even there right now in some of these funds that the universities do set up to help the undocumented. So there is an array of things that are out there that we're trying to really gather and bring together. But again, the budget problem is one of our biggest, you know, obstacle right now. And until that happens, the universities are going to close if we don't address it. And so,
Senator Martinez, let me stop you there and just ask. We just have a minute left. And Veronica, I wanted to ask you, what do you say to people? You're headed to Springfield tomorrow. What do you say to people who say, we have this budget situation, we're having a huge problem funding MAP grants for students who are here in the country legally? Why should we help students who are undocumented? What would you say to them?
I would say that we're not asking for a freebie. We're not asking to necessarily take away the funding from U.S. citizens. We're just asking for a chance to an equal opportunity to apply to these funds.
Absolutely.
You know, like we've been here pretty much all of our lives. Illinois has already invested in our education. We just want to be able to give back to the state and to the country. We're not, you know, asking for free money. We're literally just asking for them to allow us to continue to work hard to earn that money.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add something?
Go ahead.
Also, with the Student Access Bill, we are not asking for additional funding for undocumented students. We are simply asking for state universities that already want to do this to be mm-hmm. able to provide scholarships to undocumented students. So pretty much the MAP grant is not included in this bill. And then we know that there's a lot going on with the MAP grant, but that is not included in this bill.
Right.
So we are just asking for this, for a structure to be created for undocumented students to be able to receive some sort of institutional aid. whether the budget crisis passes or not, we are just asking for the structure to be created.
Thanks for all of that. Thank you. And thank you for taking the time to join us. That was Maria Gonzalez. She's a community organizer at Enlace Chicago. Veronica Ruiz from DeKalb, a student at Northern Illinois University. And thanks also to Senator Iris Martinez, who represents the 20th District in Chicago, for joining us to talk about Access Bill and the events that will be happening this week in Springfield. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, Illinois Public Radio State House Bureau Chief Amanda Vinicky will be joining us to also talk about things on the docket for the House, which started meeting today. You're listening to The 21st.
The 21st is made possible by the Library at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, offering the Savvy Researcher Workshop Series, including Searching the Web, Developing Effective PowerPoint Presentations, and Managing Your Social Media Presence. Google Savvy Researcher Illinois for a schedule. This is your university library.